my dick cost a late night fee. Yo dick got the HIV. My dick plays on the double feature screen. Yo dick went straight to DVD.
My dick bigger than a bridge. Yo dick look like a little kid. My dick large like the Chargers. The whole team. Yo shit look like you 14.
My dick locked in a cage, right? Yo dick suffer from stage fright. My dick so hot it's stolen. Yo dick look like Gary Coleman.
My dick pink and big. Yo dick stinks like shit. My dick got a Caesar dude. Yo dick needs a tweezer dude.
My dick is like super size. Yo dick look like two fries. My dick more mass than the earth. Yo dick half staff, it needs work.
My dick been there and done that. Yo dick sits up with dunce cap. My dick VIP. Yo shit needs ID.
It's time that we let the world know, dude, you gotta let your girl go. DS is the best in the business. P.S. We got dicks like Jesus. It's time that we let the world know, dude.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to a very special Cock Talk here on Yurt Radio. So you'll notice that wasn't our regular introductory music. That was My Dick by Mickey Avalon. Again, yes, okay. But the point is, penises. There we go. So this evening, as I mentioned, is very special. Hi, I'm Andy Locke. I'm your host tonight. We usually have two hosts. One of them is not here yet, but he's Maxime Simone. He'll be here in a bit. But in the meantime, I've actually got... Well, here's something you guys don't know. Here at Cock Talk, we have a time machine. It is a machine that travels through time, just, you know, for clarification there. And I used that machine earlier tonight, and I went and I found Max when he was 12. And he's going to host the show until 21-year-old Max can come in and substitute for him. So I'm gonna lower his microphone a bunch because it needs to get lowered down. There you go, buddy. All right, come on out. Say hi to everybody. Say hi to everybody, Maxie.
Right here.
Yeah, right there in the microphone. There you go.
Hi,
Max. How you doing tonight?
I'm Maxime. They don't call me Max.
Oh, okay, Maxime. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. You know, I just learned a new word today.
What? What word is that?
I don't know if you know this word, but it starts...
I know a lot of words.
It's
Is it periwinkle?
Close. Penis. Exactly. That's what they said. That's what my friends said.
Wow. Your friends must have been pretty impressed by that word.
Yeah. They went, instead of ah, they went ooh, because they're all French.
Really? Let's see. I wonder if I have one of those. I don't have that recorded. But
no,
I
doubt it.
They were all
it.
French. That's okay. Well, Maxime, where did you learn this magical word?
Well, I was watching the turtles, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Uh huh.
And then I looked it up on the computer. Teenage Turtles.
Okay, Teenage Turtles.
And then I looked up thing, and that then I looked up another thing, and then I looked up penis.
That makes perfect sense. Well,
yeah.
Matt, we had a couple of other questions for you. As a 12-year-old, who do you find to be more engaging? The options being, do you find Noam Chomsky more engaging or SpongeBob SquarePants?
I don't think that was real.
Oh, wait, you're from the past.
I just got here. I mean,
Captain Kangaroo? No, too far back.
That's for losers.
Yeah, no, it's true. You're a smart kid.
I'm hip.
You're a hip kid.
I wear a beret.
So you do? I like it. It's trendy. You should keep that going.
I know. I know.
Maxime, well, again, we're very glad that you traveled through time to be here with us tonight. What do you want to be when you grow up?
What I want to be when I grow up, well, when I learned the word penis, I also looked up what the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are also doing nowadays, and they are dead. And
stop! What? We have an imposter in our midst.
Max, I can explain.
No, you can't explain why your friendship cheated on me.
Who are you?
Who are you, man?
Who are you?
This is the real Maxine Chivonet, man.
Wait.
You're the friend who took my place? I beat your ass.
You're the older me?
That's what I do with replacement. Not older.
Max, this is clearly a child in front of you. Look, he's so tiny. Recognize the beret.
Oh my god. The polo shirt with the patch on the elbow.
Yeah.
The small, infertile penis.
You know it to be true.
The stomach staples.
Wait. Are you guys going to cause... I'm worried this is either going to cause space-time to collapse or that it's going to get really gay.
Pause, and I'm sorry, because it's really offensive. But it's gonna cause a spick time convenience.
My father warned me of this every day in his bedtime stories.
Queen Elizabeth!
And she died on the stake.
Oh. That's
laying without me.
That's sad.
We talked about penises and Ninja Turtles.
Well, yeah, but past me, I have a lot to say about Ninja Turtles tonight.
Exactly, so do I.
Me! Let's sing our duet.
Our duet?
You know it! Oh my god! 9 years old.
12. But you know, I always look younger.
But no,
I always
that's look 9 years old. That means I'm kind of...
In Max time, yeah.
Oh my god.
Wow. It's all
come
together, isn't it?
I was late and couldn't bring the songs that begins the show.
It's okay. We found a substitute one.
What was it?
My
did you have
dick.
Penises.
Did you say announcements and cock talk stuff?
No.
Oh, you downloaded it?
No.
What'd you do?
Talk
we
about
played
penises.
The song and then said, welcome to the show.
What song?
The song, My Dick.
Yeah.
By Mickey Avalon. Well, You've
you
heard
got
it
the
before.
Real one this time?
It's very catchy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Maxime Simonet. This is Andy Locke. You're listening to the Yurt.
And Max is very echoey.
I'm sorry.
But we need to send little Maxime back through the time machine.
Oh,
it's been too short. Oh, no.
I know, okay. But if we keep you here any longer...
I got over a lot of things that I want to not remember.
So, I'm just going to boot up the time machine and say goodbye, Maxime. Say goodbye.
Bye. I'm worried about my future. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is John Bruner, Programming Director for Yurt Radio, encouraging you to get involved. If you have news or information about the arts, a community event, or anything of interest to our listeners, please let us know. Just email radiosubmissions@hampshire.edu.
Hello,
are we really back on the air? Something was overmodulating the... Fuck up. Why'd you do that?
Your voice.
Was it me?
Your
really?
Voice was too loud.
This is Michael Capitafera so quiet. I mean, little Maxime is so quiet. I didn't learn to be loud until I was older.
But anyways, hey, what are we listening to here on the Yurt Radio?
We're listening to Cock Talk, programming at a quality time.
Yeah.
Not saying the programming's quality, but 10 o'clock's a good time.
See, I was actually wondering about that. I think we should change our time slot. Because if you've got rehearsal to 10 and
well,
I'm tired
I mean, but
10,
it's not going to be like that all the time.
Yeah, but...
But in the spring semester, we'll do it, okay?
Okay, maybe. Anyways,
I just don't want... We have so many people who are so used to this time slot. What if we throw them off? Did you announce it on Facebook?
How
I didn't
many
have time to.
No.
We should announce it on
I
Facebook.
Didn't. Right? I didn't. I basically, I got back from work. I sat down for 5 minutes, and then I came here.
And you jacked off.
Nope.
Didn't have
I wish.
Time.
Nope. Didn't even have time
my
to
computer.
Jack off. But on tonight's show... We travel through time to meet the person who invented the comb-over, and how to hurt a hippie, instructions on genetically modifying organisms and clubbing with baby seals.
And hide and Bo Peep, closeted fairy tales. All that and more on Cock Talk. I like that one. I just made it up.
Broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of Hampshire College in the beautiful rolling hills of Amherst, Massachusetts. This is YURT.
Oh, that was a nice little bumping break. Bumping. Oh, man. But, yeah, if you guys like radio, while we're talking about radio,
yeah,
just
because
I just brought it up, yeah. You guys should tune in Tuesdays at 11.
Why?
There's
what's
this show. It's called Caramel
11
Carnage.
Morning? Late?
11 in the morning. 11
morning.
In the morning. 11 a.m. midday, you know, Tuesdays, you're at
11
work.
11 in the morning, 11 in the morning.
You know, you're maybe, if you're a Hampshire student, you're just waking up.
Yeah, that's true, because that's a joke that's unique to Hampshire. Kids waking up late. That is such a unique joke.
Leave. You know what, Max? Leave. Just once let us feel special about ourselves, all right? Give us this one thing.
Hey, we're so into politics. Wow. Nobody else is anywhere. Well, we did so many drugs and artistic things. Yep. Their entire country is dedicated to that. Case in
like
point,
what?
Nicaragua's Lower East Side.
Did you just diss
Nicaragua? Why is it so loud today?
Disaragra.
I had rehearsal.
Yeah, Max is in a play.
It's called Legacy Circle Jerk. No, because everyone makes that joke. Mm. It's just called Legacy Circle. Mm-hmm. I play Jerry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a lot of comments about everyday things. Get what I'm saying? What's the deal with the late to radio shows?
Okay.
It's like you expect someone to be there on time, but then they're not. What the hell?
Whoa.
10 feet of water, Jerry. I'm Whoa. Under 10 feet of water. Did you ever see Al Pacino act in a movie or play?
Yeah.
Which ones?
All of them.
What? Getting it up to our first topic. We're interviewing the makeover of the game. What is it, Amy?
Well, we have to hop back in the time machine
well,
first.
Can you get the time whipple to work?
Give me a second. Okay, here it goes.
You sure you here don't we want go. Me to find a better time
no.
machine sound?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can try.
I'm looking one up. You want to just wait so we can amuse people?
Fine. Well, in the meantime, yeah, no, talk about amusing things. Let's give this a try.
What is this? Is it something that sounds like it keeps going up? It's an illusion, ladies and gentlemen. Explain to them how that works, Andy.
Well, okay, so this is an endless scale. Each note is really a chord made up of six notes in six different octaves. Volume shifts and ambiguous octave positions make this audio illusion happen.
Okay.
And it's moving at an uneven rate because I'm doing the moving.
But isn't that crazy?
You
okay,
can also play
works.
Songs.
That's just not how it works. Andy, I got my time machine to work. I put in all my recycled
This is
garbage.
A pretty good time machine sound effect, actually.
What makes it a time machine sound effect? You want to keep
beeping?
Doing it?
Yeah.
We're going through time. Time travel.
Four score and 7 years ago.
And I hate all of the Egyptians.
Where is my English language?
I
Jesus
am
Christ.
What I am.
I'm a caveman hitting rocks against things I find in my everyday circumstances.
Ring it up.
Yep. Let's go build some pyramids.
14th century France is over there, Andy. Watch out.
Oh, jeez. I almost got Marie Antoinette.
I was going to say Mary Curie.
Neither one of which lived in the 14th
century.
We're so bad at
I
history.
Wish that
but,
quote
whoa.
In many circumstances. I wish in a lot of times in my life I could say, neither one of those lived in the 14th century, ladies and gentlemen. But wait.
Where the fuck? We're not in the 14th century, are we?
No, this we flew past it, but that's because time's not linear.
No, it isn't. We all know that.
It's like, as the great explanation we heard in movie.
Clockwork Orange.
No, that has nothing
if
it, to do
it,
with
it. You know what would be funny? If Cleveland from Family Guy said Clockwork Orange, you'd be a Clockwork Orange. You guys want to go watch Clockwork Orange?
No, there's some movie.
It'd all be one
like,
long
imagine
syllable.
Imagine time is this line of string, and then you crumple it, and that's their explanation for time travel. I don't
know.
Oh,
wait.
What it is.
Was it that Michael Crichton movie? With a timeline? Was it timeline?
It might have been.
Where they travel back to medieval times?
No, it had something to do with there's certain places where you can jump over a little. I don't remember.
I don't know. Well, our time machine just works with the magic of radio.
Wow. Where are we right now?
Well, if we are where if these dials that I'm looking at are really indicative. Yeah, there we go. If I push this button and that one. Okay. We are in the year 1713.
Wow. This is when they had disco, right?
No. The place... Portugal.
Portugal, of all places.
Yes.
What
and there is a man.
Here?
There is a man we have come here to meet, and he should be in that tiny shack over there. You see that?
Wow, that's pretty advanced for the 17th century. Or 18th? What year is it again? I'm sorry, I can't read numbers.
1713.
Are you sure that's the same thing you said?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
1713. You know why I know that?
Why?
Because this is a very important date. 1713, Portugal, in the city of Lisbon.
Ah, yeah, that's in Portugal?
It is their capital and largest city.
It sounds so Germanic.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so bad at geography.
Anyways, there is a Portuguese man here.
Oh, what's his name?
His name is
Brazilian Independence. What a strange name!
No, it's
Yeah.
Wait! I
wrote
it down.
You're a disappointment.
His name is
Andy. Works at Whole Foods. He's no time to be creative.
Edible Cabaco Silva.
Oh my God, Mr. Silva.
Yeah, Monsieur Silva, actually, to him, and Mr. Silva is an inventor. And I need to go show you because I can hear him working from here. You hear that?
Kind of sound? Hair! I was doing machines.
Oh, there are machines involved too. There are a lot of important calculations. Let's go look.
Is that
Let's go
moose?
Look. Oh yeah. Hang on. We're gonna step into this shack and we're gonna witness history. Hello, Mr. Silva. Hello. It's cock talk. We're here to talk about your cock and stuff. Don't speak that.
And we forgot to use the babble fish.
Oh, okay. Hang on. Wait, one second. Let me just stick this. Oh.
Wow, that's hot.
It's simply because he's a man.
No,
you know?
Andy. It works. We all, it's a fictional narrative moment, so they will understand what you understand, so you could just, do you understand what I'm saying?
Moving right along, so Mr. Silva. Hey.
That's a really funny door I got, right?
Yeah, I love your door.
The hinge is actually fat people.
Mr. Silva,
they're
uncomfortable. I heard you're working on something that might help someone with my condition.
Yes.
Because you see, I am balding.
Oh.
I was wondering. Are you the inventor of the comb-over, Mr. Silva?
Comb-over? Whatever is that?
Andy, we went too far. He hasn't invented it yet.
Oh, damn it.
Everyone knows those records were fucking off. Damn it.
Damn it. Well, what a waste of a time machine trip.
Wait, Andy. Yeah? Have you ever thought about it in this way? Maybe we came back to teach Mr. Silva the comb-over. Maybe we're the inventors, and through some cyclical time travel logic, we were always destined to go back in time and cause the comb-over to exist to stop the horrifying, harrowing condition.
Am I going to do some heroin?
Andy, you're totally sidetracking here. We have to teach Mr. Silva how to do the comb-over
so we can
fix the future.
That is a really good idea. How do we do that with sound?
Well, we could have a montage.
We could.
But what would we need to have a montage?
We would need montage. Let's think.
Visuals? All right. Damn it, we don't have visuals.
No, but we need music. We need sound. We need something with a beat, something that will really get us going and help us teach Mr. Silva how to make a comb over. We're going to need scissors and razors and combs, and we're going to need to work out a lot.
Wait.
Do you have any sweatpants? I think I have two pairs
Andy,
of sweatpants.
Andy, I know
handy.
What we really need.
What do we need?
We need a montage song. I think he's learned how to cut hair now. Did you guys play a song before I got here?
No.
Well, that's good. Our first song was our montage song, and now he knows how to do the come over.
Good job, Mr. Silva.
Cool.
That's all you do, isn't it?
Oh, Andy, I think we need to travel forward in time.
Okay. How do we do that?
Well, we just need to come back to the present. Otherwise, you'll never get to see your girlfriend again, and Michael Capitafaro might pick her up.
Oh, shit, you're right. That guy's a pimp. That's the word.
Okay. Going back to the present. So much time travel. Why do we like time travel so much?
Oh, look. It's 18th century England.
Oi there. Don't you love badminton?
Hey, fuck you, Englishy.
Shuttlecock.
Limey. Bastard. Is that? No. That was nice. Whoa. Shut up. Whoa. Are we hitting some kind of time turbulence?
Welcome to Dr. Dong's lair of mysterious sound surfaces. What you will find here is not only mysterious sound surfaces, but services that when you hit them, service you with strange sounds.
Whoa.
If you sit this surface with your sultry sound senses, you'll be serviced with the sound from this service that you will never believe.
I don't... Wait, what?
I'm Dr. Dong, and this is my land of sound services, surfaces.
Okay, and what do you... Are you going to make some weird sounds?
I figured you could hit the services and make some weird sounds here.
Oh.
You saying I'm the one who has to make weird sounds?
No.
I'm Dr. Dong! Why do I have to make weird sounds?
I'm trying to make the weird sounds,
I'll
Dr.
I'll make your
Dong,
mother make weird
broken.
Sounds. She's a surface I'd
wait,
hit.
Wait. Is this a weird sound button? Let's see what happens.
Ba, 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 ba.
That wasn't weird at all. You suck. You suck. All of these links are broken.
Hey, I'm getting a message from one of our fans that says, where is Michael Capitafaro?
He was here.
He's the best part of Cock Talk.
He is. It's true.
I'm really disappointed in our viewers. If that person happened to be someone I was sleeping with, I would refrain from touching them in the next few weeks. What? Why are we doing this again?
No. See, that was going to be fun, but then it just didn't happen.
That's the sound of sexual withholding.
Well.
Did you know
we
that?
Tried. We tried.
Dr. Dong invented that song. Who's talking to you? Oh, how's Peter?
I don't know. My little brother's on the Facebooks now. You know what's funny?
What? He's a girlfriend?
Yeah. And also, my parents
he
don't
got a blow
know
job
about
in front of
the
you.
Girlfriend or the Facebook.
So how's that funny?
That's funny because he's like, he's keeping his Facebook page secret from his parents.
That's pretty funny. No, my brother, when he got a Facebook page, let me tell you this. My brother has his Facebook page because, you know, he wants to be on Facebook. My mom says, until you're 16, you have to be my friend on it.
Until
and then he does unfriend her. He unfriends her after he turns 16.
Wow. That's
dick move.
Harsh.
Dick
That's harsh.
Move.
My His mom choice. Refuses to get Facebook. I don't. She wouldn't know
she
how to
She refuses to
anyway.
Give face in general.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is an accurate statement. And I don't find it that funny.
Is that the alarm of your mom? Oh, getting dissed. The mom got dissed alarm.
I don't like that.
Bring it down. Hey, I can go even further. Like your mama's so fat, she put the PH in Philistine. Philippines. Yo, your mama's so ugly. When they made the dictionary, they didn't have a word for ugly till they saw your mom, and then they were like, that's what we're talking about, ugly. I know that made no sense, but your mama's so freaky that things I say just don't make sense after I come on her because I'm delirious.
Your mama's such a slut that when they were making the Panama Canal, they took pictures of her vagina for reference material.
Oh my god, it's getting the alarm really hard. I just need to think of one awesome mom joke to beat you. The best one ever. And I'm going to the Just Laugh joke database to find the best your mom joke on the internet.
Really? You're gonna bring the power of the internet to bear against
and
me.
And this one's gonna be really personal effective, man. Yo mama's so po, she can't afford the ore.
Oh!
As in the your?
No, the O-R at the end of
poor. Your mama's so poor that when she went to buy condoms, she couldn't afford them, got trash bags, and ended up with you.
Yo, your mama's like a 7-Eleven, open all night, hot to go, and for 59 cents, she'll give you a Slurpee.
That one was pretty good.
Hey.
You didn't come up with that, though.
No. Your mom's like a doorknob. Everybody gets a turn.
Everybody gets a turn. Just for the record, people, I'm making mine up Max's internet.
Hey, yo, your mama's like a broken computer monitor, useless.
Your mama's like a broken cell phone battery, useless and possibly hazardous. Might burn your skin. Your mama's so fat.
Yeah, how fat is she?
That she went past SeaWorld and people started throwing fish at her.
Because that's what they do at SeaWorld. They bring out the sea animals
and people throw fish at them. What?
Look,
I've never
that whale.
Been to
Let's
SeaWorld.
Feed it from a distance.
I
yeah, because you're so poor. Because you're poor.
No, because I live in fucking New Hampshire.
Poor people don't and go to New Zealand. I mean, SeaWorld.
Peter says he can't even comprehend. Okay, so let's try.
Oh, that's because he's 12. He doesn't speak English.
He's not 12. He's 16.
Damn. I'm going to get in there.
I know.
He's going to be wreck driving that cars shit.
You're 16, right, shit. Peter?
Well, he's watching, listening?
Yeah.
I'm going to get, I'm going to wreck
said
you.
He can't comprehend.
I'm going to wreck the
Katie
shit out of you.
Hi,
damn
Katie.
Kids, this is illegal, just so everyone knows. What? Well, I can't be making these sexual advances on the air towards a 16-year-old.
Peter, Max.
Or is it free speech?
You really shouldn't be saying anything you
say. I should
say
make it explicit.
Ever. Really.
Free country.
Free country.
Free country.
Free country.
It's that's what the sign I put out when I'm tired of vaginas and plants. A free country.
A free country.
Well, I don't combine them. I just put comma. Free country.
Okay. Peter says no, it's free speech.
Wait, what?
I like peaches. Do you like peaches?
I like your brother's peaches. Wow, wow, wow. 16-year-old peaches. Fuzzy. Hey, do you know what the difference between a 12-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy is?
Jesus, I don't know. What?
I fucked up the joke. you just get them, put them in the shower, and pull back their hair, I guess.
What? What? Wait, what?
It's even worse than fucking a 12-year-old girl in the shower? It's like pulling your hair back and pretending she's a 9-year-old boy. It's something like that. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
this is quality content.
Is a really
that
really
is the
bad
worst.
Joke.
Guys, I'm going to play the Jew's harp.
Wait.
Shalom. No.
Okay, but for the record, Maxime Simone,
for the
Peter
record,
Locke,
there's a Jew in here laughing,
Maxipad,
so it's okay. It's
approved.
It's approved.
Hey, Max, you're a creep. You're a horrible person, Max.
Peter, I don't mean any of these things. I think you're a wonderful kid, and I'm really glad, actually, that you're listening. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, it makes me happy, too.
Your brother is going to grow
Shows
up to be a great wrestler. He's going to be the best luchador France has ever seen.
I could make a joke
Lucha!
About Peter, but I'm a nice older brother. I won't do it.
See,
but
I'm not a nice older brother.
If my
make
other
the same
brother's
joke.
Listening, he should tell Dave to tell me to tell something to Peter, and then and the internet and our small listenership will benefit from the relaying of information. Because God damn it, you know what?
Sorry, wait. The president's getting to me. I'm getting a lot of messages from the government.
I was trying to.
Oh, sorry.
Make
I'm just being told
plug.
I have to top. Stop. Yeah, tell me what you want to plug.
No, I was gonna the yurt because this is the yurt and you're listening to it and we're on 24/7 at student run radio. Weird shit like this. If you want to help out, radiocontact@hampshire.edu.
Send us an email.
We love emails.
Send us a postcard.
We hate postcards. Have you checked
Not
our mailbox?
We have a mailbox.
Yeah. I've gone there like once.
I think that answers
over there.
we have a mailbox.
People send us CDs all the time. I'm always getting.
I got this postcard that said
demo CDs.
I have to watch what I say when I talk about sexual stuff in the context of little kids.
You really do.
I got a lot of those postcards. Actually, I feel like it's
postcards?
A formula postcard. Yeah, they all say "Wish you could be here," and on the back it says "Seriously, no pedophile jokes." And it's a prison on the front, and that's the image. Wish you could be here, getting raped in the shower.
Oh, and by the
way,
the
sad thing
Peter,
is, I do wish
Peter,
that
Peter, John says you are a poo head. And I think Peter's probably going to respond with, well, John, you're a poke bag. And then John's going to respond, well, Peter, your breath smells like the poop that I pooped this morning, which, by the way, was a foot long and looked like a Polish kielbasa. And then Peter will be like, isn't it kielbasa? And then he's like, no, it's kielbasa.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when the Locke family is given control of entertainment.
Yeah, we make poop jokes.
Yeah, bad poop jokes.
Yeah.
I disapprove wholeheartedly, half fartedly. I was just trying to relate to your intellectual level.
Was that a burn?
That was
a burn. Wah, that was a. I really don't like that noise.
I know. That's why I keep doing it. Oh my God. Speaking of which, what else do I keep doing? Criminal activities. Andy, heroin. Why do I have to stop selling it to people?
Because your heroin is not very pure.
Well, whatever.
It causes people damage.
I don't tell people what it meant.
And more importantly, it smells like balls.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time that we actually played some music.
Can I pick the next song?
You can
after
pick the next
one?
Song.
No, you can play this one if you got one lined up.
Well, I feel
up.
Like we got only 20 minutes left.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's 10:42.
Freaking fly.
When what? You're doing bums.
Okay, that's not what I thought it was.
Oh.
For half a second, I opened up YouTube, and the first thing at top says optical illusion, and it basically just looked like a close-up on a woman with her legs spread in black underwear. But
damn, that's
that.
My favorite kind of spread close-ups.
What's wrong?
I like the Panama Canal joke that you made. I just having to I wish we could just do flashbacks right now where we could just click it and just play something that happened 10 minutes ago. I wish we had somebody on top of that the whole time. Remember this from earlier tonight?
Well, your mama's so slutty they missed her to the Panama Canal off her designs and her vagina.
Oh my God, what a great moment. What quality entertainment we provide to all of Hampshire Cotton.
That was mediocre.
What was?
But we've been talking about body parts a lot tonight, guys. So I'm going to treat you all to a body part song. You want to guess what it is, Max? You can see it.
I bet it's Legs by ZZ Top.
It is. So you guys know what we just figured out?
What?
ZZ Top is not really good at all.
I like ZZ Top. I was having a fun time listening to
I
that
like
song.
Well, I have. I
She's
was
got
a fun
legs
time.
And she knows how to use them.
Whoa. I left this page for a second and a whole bunch of things happened.
Tell me
Peter
your
says,
okay.
Your balls, bass hunter, and 16-year-old kids play bass hunter, damn it, and play bass hunter, damn it, tomorrow, because I'm going to bed, and if Max makes a joke about that, I'm coming over there and shoving their record of Halo 3 up his ass.
First of all, Halo 3...
total losers play that. It's all about reach around now. Second of all, you go into bed, only losers go to bed. Aw, yeah.
Yeah.
Bass Hunter sang that song about Dota.
Oh, is that what they did? I don't care.
Hey, let me
Peter
tell you,
says,
ZZ Top, you had a big revolution about him.
David. Yeah, oh, yeah, I realized. I don't think ZZ Top is just one person. I think they're kind of like Blue Man Group.
They're at least two people.
There's a whole, well, there's the two bearded guys, right, that are
no,
like
there
the guys.
No, they're what beards?
And I think.
Can you give us exposition on ZZ Top before you explain? Okay.
A whole core of men and women that all collectively take turns being ZZ Top. Like
she
when it's their night,
legs.
They just yeah, exactly. They put on the
she
beard
knows how to use
and the sunglasses,
Let
and
me
then
tell
they
you
go
something.
Out and play. And that way, they can each have a night off, and they kind of share the rhythm, and they can play more shows that way and keep touring.
And
long
also
after they
make
died.
Less money.
And but all have more sex.
No.
Yeah. No, if you go around and actually talk to ZZ Top groupies, you realize that a number of them report having given blowjobs or beard jobs, as they sometimes give.
It's a great thing they say at those things. It's
beard
great.
Job.
I love the clever sex
At the
bums.
Same moment that ZZ Top is recorded being on stage.
What?
How?
Hyphy movement.
No. Conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
And Dave says, vagina, it's vagina, vagina, vagina. Wheeze out. So thank you to my friends and family who Facebook talked us tonight. Oh, and Max says fag.
Don't say that on the air.
Why did you
put that fag bat in the fag bag?
What?
Don't no. Mean, that was a fag that was supposed to stay in the fag bag, and you just took that fag out. Now everyone on Hampshire campus is going to be like, fluh? Fluh? You know, I really hate being stuck in a damp basement.
Me too. It's gross down here. Do you have any interesting
things to occupy ourselves
occupy
while we're in the
yeah.
damp basement? Yeah, I found this list online at BuzzFeed.com,
yeah.
which is the 10 worst lyrics from the 10 richest rappers, and I figured we might
Whoa.
Be able to recite them
yeah.
one by one.
I actually really like this song that this first one's from.
This is Jay-Z, Justify My Thug. Yeah. You want to say the lyrics?
If you shoot my dog, I'ma kill your cat.
First of all, really inappropriate. Who shoots dogs? Who kills cats?
It's
Thugs.
Truth, though. Motherfucker shoots people.
Next one, it's by P. Diddy, Philip Diddy, from Nobody Hold Me Down. Young, black, and famous, with money hanging out my anus. That's the lyric. It's a pretty bad one. It's pretty dumb.
Now P. Diddy has a pronounced lisp. Akon. Is he really one of the 10 richest rappers?
Apparently.
God damn it. I'm just going to tell you the lyrics. This is also the title of the song. It's just, I want to fuck you. That's the song. His song, I want to fuck you. He says, I want to fuck you. We might, one of these songs we're going to have to play later. I don't know.
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to play? Even
Here's
if it's really
Lil
good
Wayne. Little Wayne. Like somebody was making the joke, Lil Twain recently. It was like Colbert or something. I thought that was really funny. Little Mark Twain, Lil Twain. And they're like, so many N-words in here. It's going to be bad. Let's buy this shit. It was really funny.
Yeah.
This is Colbert.
Okay.
Who's that?
We've got a guest outside. But
come in.
I don't know. But we need to keep reciting these
okay.
10 worst lines from the 10 richest.
The next one is Lil Wayne's.
The person
when I was five, my favorite movie was The Gremlins. Ain't got shit to do with this, but I just thought I should mention.
Word.
That's a pretty shitty rap
You
lyric.
Know he freestyled that, Max.
Did
I don't
he?
Know why you always ripping on Lil Wayne.
Well, me and Lil Wayne go way back.
Yeah.
Back when he was even littler, Wayne.
Oh, wow. This is way back. I don't know if you guys remember the Dr. Dre song, Keep Their Heads Rolling.
He doesn't have a doctorate anywhere, does he?
I'm pretty sure he's received a couple of honorary ones.
Jeez,
I'm crying. Anyways, he says in that song that I just mentioned a second ago, he said, I use crests so ain't no cavity creeps in my drill. That's right. Dr. Dre, public enemy number one against cavity creeps.
Well, greatness. Ludacris once said in area codes, read your whore-oscope and eat your whore-dovras. It's a lot of whore puns right there.
Wow.
Go for the next one.
I think he could put a one in more. Snoop Dogg and California Girls, of course. Thanks for dropping by, guys. At one point, is
recorded as saying.
Yeah. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies.
That is a great one.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those things are similar to me.
Mostly zucchinis and weenies.
Mostly that.
No,
but I mean, they're very prevalent if you're wearing a bikini.
You know what's weird, though? I'm sure Snoop Dogg eats his vegetables.
This one's my favorite one. It's from Timbaland, his song Bounce. It goes, let me see them big titties. Don't act sad, itty.
Don't act sad, diddy.
It's like sad.
How much money does that man have? That man is worth $14 million.
Here's the last two.
Well, Pharrell, infamous hip-hop skater dude, kind of cool, also a graphic designer. He says, let's shit on the peons. Let's go to Vegas and watch Celine Dion make them say what we on.
Dude, that's my life right
from
there.
From that girl. And Kanye West, of course, worth
getting it in.
Only $12 million.
Are you into astrology? Because I'm trying to make it to Uranus. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a request from a horrible person who I despise, who is currently trying to beat King K. Rool in Donkey Kong 2.
Okay.
And we need to pump her up with a great song, which was previously mentioned.
Yeah.
I think you'll get it in a little while.
Music, and you know we up front. I see you whining and grinding up on that pole. I know you see me looking at you, and you already know I wanna fuck you. You already know.
Money in the air as mofail. Grab you by your coattail, take it to the motel. Wholesale, don't tell, won't tell. Baby say I don't talk, dog, but she told on me. Oh well, take a picture with me. What the flick gon' do? Baby, stick to me, and I'ma stick on you. If you pick me, then I'ma pick on you. D-O-double-G, and I'm here to put this dick on you. I'm stuck on pussy, and yours is right. Rip riding the poles, and them doors is tight. And I'ma get me a shot for the end of the night. Cause pussy is pussy, and baby, I'm pussy for life.
Despite everything I've said about children tonight, I still think that's the worst thing that happened on Cock Talk tonight.
Quite possibly, yeah.
I just imagine that song. You just think about it in a way that it's not being sung, because when it's sung, it's all sing-songy and pretty. Going, I'll see you grinding there, we'll put a pole, and you already know I want to fuck you. But if you think about that actually being said, think about it in the mind of a 40-year-old guy going like, I see you up there grinding on that pole, and you already know I want to fuck you, you whore. I want to just fuck you, yeah. Yeah, look at me. You see me looking at you that way? Yeah, that's because I want to fuck you, you fucking whore. This is a song about repressed middle-aged men, and I don't approve.
That's messed up.
It's totally messed up.
Well, Max, you know what else?
And it's dumb.
Messed up and kind of
it's horrible with the WH
and then the word horrible afterwards. So there's two H's.
So there's one thing we didn't get to tonight. We were going to talk about how to hurt hippies.
I'll tell you how to hurt hippies. I'll tell you how to hurt hippies. Get a pickaxe and hit them with it.
Done. Done and done.
We're fucking
done.
That
is how you hurt hippies.
Or you could just remind them that, I don't know.
That astrology is whack.
I think we also have to say one other thing. To disappoint.
Okay. What is that?
The woman we were supporting with music, with horrible music to mention, did not beat King K. Rule. Hippies around the world.
I'm sorry, man.
Hurt.
I'm sorry.
Hurt.
Wow.
Hurt.
We tried.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what?
What?
I think I might have the song that is actually a good song. It might make you change how you feel about hip-hop and might help her beat King K. Rule.
Okay.
Do you want this to be our outro song?
Let's make this. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Cock Doc.
Yeah,
Andy,
thanks for listening.
Cock us out.
Join us next week, Friday, 10 o'clock, yurt.hampshire.edu.
They say they never really miss you till you dead or you gone. So on that note, I'm leaving after the song. So you ain't gotta feel no way about Jay so long. But at least let me tell you why I'm this way. Hold on. Who was conceived by Gloria Carter and Agnes Reed? Who made love on the sycamore tree? Which makes me a more sicker MC. And my mama would claim at 10 pounds when I was born, I didn't give her no pain. Although through the years, I gave her her fear, yeah. I gave her first real scare. I made it for birth when I got here. She knows my purpose wasn't purpose. I ain't perfect, I care. But I feel worthless because my shirts wasn't matching my gear. And I'm just scratching the surface because what's buried under there. Was a kid torn apart once his pop disappeared. I went to school, got good grades, could behave when I wanted. But I had demons deep inside that were raised when confronted. Hold on.
Sean was a very shy child growing up. He was into sports, and a funny story is, at four, he taught himself how to ride a bike. A two-wheel at that. Isn't that special? But I noticed the change in him when me and my husband broke up.
Now all the teachers couldn't reach me and my mama couldn't beat me hard enough to match the pain of my pop not seeing me. So, with that disdain in my membrane, got on my pimp game, fuck the world, my defense came. Him to Haven introduced me to the game. Spanish Jose introduced me to Kane. I'm a hustler now. My gear is in and I'm in the in crowd. And all the wavy light-skinned girls are loving me now. My self-esteem went through the roof, man. I got my swag. Got a vote from this girl when the man got back. Must I hit my mama with cash from a show that I had. Supposedly knowing nobody paid jazz, whack ass. I'm getting ahead of myself. By the way, I can rap. That came second to me moving this crack. Give me a second, I swear. I would say about my rap career. 96 came. Niggas, I'm here. Goodbye.
Sean used to be in the kitchen beating on the table and rapping and at the wee hours of the morning. And then I brought him a boombox.